Okay.
Let's go.
I'm calling this Bay Village Historic District Commission public hearing to order at 4 p.m. on Tuesday, November 8th, 2022. In accordance with the Commonwealth of Massachusetts executive order suspending certain provisions of the open meeting law, including the July 16th, 2022 legislation, extending the suspension of these provisions until March 31, 2023, we are conducting this meeting online. To ensure public access to the deliberations of the Bay Village Historic District Commission, the public may access this call through telephone and video teleconferencing. So, commissioners present, I heard Steve and Ruth. Is Tom here?
No.
Okay. So, commissioners present are Dunwell, Knopf, and Kilgus, and McDermott, plus Joseph Cornish, Director of Design Review, Landmarks Commission, City of Boston. So the first order of business is our administrative review and approval of 23.060362 BV 17 Melrose Street. Joe, do you have anything you want to say about that?
I will, and I think the applicant is here, and I think the another owner perhaps is here. I reviewed this application and it qualified for administrative review approval. It was all of the proposed work meets the guidelines. It's repair work, in-kind repair work. However, there may be an issue with, it's a condominium building, with the ownership and the authority to sign the application. So I think first I'm going to make both of these gentlemen co-hosts, and okay. I will ask the applicant, Matthew, I believe you're here. Is there anything you'd like to comment on?
No, I appreciate you taking this into consideration and the prompt turnaround on it. Been something that wasn't really foreseen, and is as I indicated in the application, is an emergency repair in that the two windows have essentially failed. One in particular, the one that's street facing, I essentially had a leak that leaked down into my third floor space, and that prompted me to take a closer look and have a number of contractors in to take a look at the window and what had caused the leak. And subsequent to that review, have found that the essentially the entire casement has rotted away, and the sill has rotted to the point where the water was just leaking in through the sill. That's really been kind of what the motivation is here. In addition to the window replacement, I did include having some facade work done and just concrete repairs, just in that essentially doing the window work will require the installation of staging, and the staging in the front of the building alone is over, the low bid is over $9,000. So I just figured it would make sense to have that included. Have not finalized bid details on this because I wanted to just make sure that it did pass through the Historical Commission prior to, and that's about the extent of it.
All right. Thank you, Matthew. And I think unless commissioners have questions, we could open it up to public comment and let Mr. Noza make his comments if he would like to.
Yeah. Thanks, Joe. I'm just here to observe, not so much looking to stop this review, just that we haven't seen any proposals as on behalf of the condo association. We haven't seen any proposals to approve. or a view. So I'm not in a position to say to give our approvals as a condo association. However, I'm not looking to stop this part of the process. I'm just here to observe and get some more information because I haven't really seen a lot of information from Mr. Conway. So I'm just here to observe.
Great. Thank you. Thank you. It was a pleasure to meet you last night.
Nice
thank
to meet you, too.
Yes. So,
hey, Joe, can I ask for a quick clarification? Keith, are you part of the condo association or maybe the administrator of that association or something?
I am. So there's, I'm the administrator. There's, in addition to Mr. Conway, there's also Mark Bokash, who couldn't be at the meeting. There's the three of us in the condo association.
Okay. Well, and you, I gather your comment was that you neither, you don't have a position about this request. It's just you're here to listen. Is that correct?
Yeah, I haven't really seen any proposals to make a comment, just to observe what's going on so far, just so I can get some more information and be involved in what's happening.
Okay, got it. Thank you.
So are we in a position where we can give our approval and then it's subject to the condominium association?
That's one option. If you'd like, you could approve it, provided with a proviso that confirmation that the condominium, you know, all of the condominium owners or the majority of the condominium owners approve the work, approve the application.
Yes.
So wait, Joe, can you repeat that?
Sure. Sure. Options? I know there is. You know, from the photographs that were submitted by the applicant, there is active water entry. So maybe we ask for a time limit too, but you know, it seems like there are three owners of this condominium, and not all of them have seen or reviewed the proposed work. So I would be inclined to recommend approval as submitted with the proviso that there's confirmation that the majority of the condo owners support the application. And maybe we ask for that within 10 days. I know we're heading into a holiday, but you know, there is some urgency to this because there is active water entering the building.
Yeah.
Okay. So here's what I could frame a motion. I propose a motion to approve the proposal as provided that we approve it as submitted with the proviso that we get confirmation that a majority of the condo owners support the proposed work and that confirmation come within 10 days. Does that sound?
Yes, and I may just ask Mr. Conway, are you agreeable to that?
Yeah, I mean, I think that what I was hoping for here is just a yay or a nay relative to whether or not what's being proposed meets the historic guidelines. There's, you know, kind of like I indicated in the application, unfortunately, there's kind of a longstanding history here of just trying to budget maintenance, and that hasn't happened. And as a result, you know, I've had damage to my unit. And subsequent to that, have hired an attorney. So essentially what we're looking for is whether an indication of whether or not this meets the historic guidelines. Based on that, we're going to just finalize bids and then propose those bids to the other owners. So I'm not really sure that it's necessary to have the other owners approve. Essentially, I made the application based on the guidance from my attorney to ensure that the proposed work was in line with the historic guidelines.
Can I say something on that? My initial thinking on this was that our approval of the historic part would be completely separate from whatever's going on with your condo. because the internal workings of the condo are not our issue. It's just the exterior part. So my thinking was, well, you would just say, you know, the proposed work meets these guidelines. However, if there is some kind of disagreement that is, you know, like just barely below the surface, then I'm not sure whether it's right for us to approve something at all that is actually controversial for the inside the building itself. Can someone else speak to that?
I might add, you know, because we've done this from time to time when there has been an abutter, you know, I think maybe it was a fire escape or there was an egress issue where the approval was contingent, provided that the abutter was in favor of the proposed work.
Yeah.
And furthermore, you know, if it's determined that the applicant of this application didn't have the authority to sign the application would then be null and void.
Yeah.
But again, you know, I'm thinking, again, because of the photos and the water entry in this building, I would hate to hold up the potential work if we were to deny this. So I might say maybe we rephrase this to say the motion, the commission approves the proposed work, which is consistent with the commission's guidelines. Yeah. Final approval will be issued provided the condominium association or the condominium owners are in approval of the support of the application.
Yeah, we need to stay within what our purview is.
I guess I'm not sure what the difference between the commission approves the proposed work, which is consistent with the guidelines, and then a final approval. What are we approving?
The final approval would then be, because there will have to be a building permit.
Okay.
So the final approval could be remanded to staff, and I would not approve a building permit until the issue was resolved.
Okay, so what is that language? That's kind of...
Yeah, right. Right. Or, I mean, you know, we can approve it as, you know, another option is to approve it as submitted. And mm-hmm. then if there is a written in writing, if someone does want to contest the fact that the application was not signed and was not in, you know, there was not in support of all the condominium owners.
Well, can't we approve it as submitted and then refer it to staff for further, if there are further issues?
That's, yeah, I mean, that's fine. You can do that as well.
I think that's the best approach, to approve it.
I do too.
Yeah, to approve it, may I just quickly say, to approve it as presented for the work as described with further supervision by staff, which would mean to go back to Joe. So they would just have to talk to Joe again.
Yeah.
And rather than, I don't want to get into their condo business.
Yes. Okay.
No, I think
not for us. And yeah. Probably they feel the same way.
Yeah.
Know?
Yeah. I
agree. I agree completely.
Okay.
So you know, I'm gonna muddy the waters any worse than they are.
Heath has his hand up.
Okay, good.
Yeah, no, I just wanted to clarify. I mean, I wasn't trying to stop this part of the process, because I know you guys only meet once a month. I was just trying to raise the issue that there was a concern with seeing the proposal. So I'm not necessarily trying to stop this, because I know that there are some urgent issues with the building. So just wanted to add that. That's all.
Yeah, I would think it's to everyone's benefit in the building that this be repaired quickly.
Right. Okay. So I'm going to make a motion that we approve this application as submitted, and to refer any further issues to staff.
Yes.
Can I have a second for that?
I second it.
Okay, all in favor?
I'm in favor.
I'm in favor. Looks unanimous, Joe.
All right, great. Thank you. Thank you.
Okay, good.
Good luck.
Okay. All right, so the next matter is review of revised regulatory standards. Joe, do you have an update for us?
I do. So I think we're doing better than just limping along, but we are making progress. I met with Kenzie Bach a few weeks ago to talk about the amendment to the regulatory ordinance that created the Bay Village Historic District Commission, which needs to be done in order to extend the purview to paint colors on wood surfaces and metal, lighting at entryways, and all work that's visible from a public way. So she thought, because so much time had passed, it would make sense for me to go back to the neighborhood association. And of course, there are new, as you know, new residents in the neighborhood, just to give them an update of where we are and get their feedback. So I went to their annual meeting last night, which was a lot of fun, and it was well attended. And I think the proposed amendment was well received. There was one naysayer, but I think he was kind of a naysayer about a lot of other things too.
He's our constant naysayer.
We're never going to, I respect that there are some people that just are not never going to be on board with everything that we do, but you know, we do try to be as fair as possible. And you know, as I said last night, and always say, we really want to work with property owners to make sure they're happy with their property and their goals for their properties being met, while our goals for historic preservation are being met. So I think the next step will be that the neighborhood association will probably bring this up at their next executive committee meeting, which I imagine will be in December, just to endorse us moving forward. So I'll follow up with Tom Perkins and the new president, Trish Gillis, and just to make sure that that's the pathway that they see moving forward.
Right.
Ann and Steve, does that sound about right to you?
Yes. And yes. I thought I'd add, I had a talk with Tom, and he would like us to be more involved with the neighborhood association. He says Steve goes on a regular basis, but I think I will try to go more often. We need to keep reminding the neighborhood of these regulations. I don't know how we get them out, whether every month we tell people I think we need to remind people on a regular basis of this. And those awful stairs on my street might have been averted if we had done, if we could do a better job with this.
Well, and to that point, I think that there is an ongoing shortfall in communication within the neighborhood resident community. You've got the BVNA, that's about 40 people or so, who were at the thing we saw last night, who are very involved. And one way to communicate to them is to have the administrator email to the group. So that gets to that group. Okay. But the other 200 or 300 residents don't see that, you know, and they often don't even know that there is a meeting, and they don't know what they're missing, and they don't know about our guidelines. And how do you reach them exactly? We don't have a way.
A lot of them aren't even members, so to speak.
What?
A lot of them are not members either.
Yeah.
Well, they're not members of the neighborhood association.
Exactly.
Correctly. However, they are members of our community.
I understand, Steve.
And we agree.
Could you do a flyer once a year or something in mailboxes about, you know, we are a historic commission? And I mean, I would go back to paper almost. You know,
we've done that, and I mean, that's something we can certainly think about doing. And maybe probably the ideal time will be when we have these, you know, the new guidelines are settled. We'll send out a mailing to all the property owners in the district.
And then,
you know, I think it would be ideal if I could, or, you know, staff could go and meet with the neighborhood association at least once a year.
Yeah, that would be good.
you know, maybe that could be something. May is always preservation month, so maybe they would invite me to come.
Yeah.
Or maybe we do it, you know, maybe we do a walking tour in, for preservation month every year, and at least people will see us walking through the neighborhood.
Okay. I just think we have to be more active in any way possible.
Yeah, we, you know, we try to, you know, work with the real estate community too. And, you know, we hope that when they are selling properties and people are buying properties, that this is all explained to them or at least mentioned to them. But we know that's not always the case.
I would not, I don't think you can count on them.
No, no.
How's that?
I wouldn't argue with that.
All right, so we have to move beyond them.
Yeah, well, and now, you know, as we're talking about, we have that great sign now in the pavement.
Yeah, yeah, so we're going to keep trying. We'll keep trying to address this, but I will try to go to the Monday meeting, the monthly meetings on a more regular basis. Okay.
Thank you, Ian. We also have to ratify the meeting minutes from last month. Has everyone had a chance to review those meeting minutes by email?
I propose we accept them.
All in favor?
Yes.
Okay, yes. All right. So Joe, we have, I think, unanimous approval of the approval of the meeting minutes from last month.
Great.
And then do we have any other staff updates?
Yeah, as you all know, and we were talking a little bit before the hearing started, we have sent out to all of our commissions, to all of the nominating organizations, looking for nominations for the commission members and alternates and all the commissions that are either vacant or people are in holdover status. So the nominating organizations have until December 27th of this year to submit nominations to us. And we're looking for Bay Village specifically, that'll be the Bay Village Neighborhood Association will be submitting nominations. Also, we've sent in requests to the Boston Society of Architects to fill that vacancy and to the Greater Boston Real Estate Board to fill that vacancy. And then, you know, we will be trying to recruit people from the Boston Landmarks Commission, you know, for those seats and all of the commissions that are vacant or in holdover status. But I was saying, you know, we now have 10 historic districts that have to be staffed by members of the Boston Landmarks Commission, in addition to the Boston Landmark Commission members attending their 2 monthly hearings. So it's, you know, it's a lot to ask. So I think we're going to be thinking over the next year of what we can do, possibly expanding the membership of the Boston Landmarks Commission, so we have more members or members who are dedicated just to serve on those districts. So that's something we're considering.
That's great. And I guess I want to say, on behalf of the Bay Village Historic Commission, I want to thank Ruth for her 20 years of service, wow, which is an extraordinary run of years and of dedicated work to our community. And we are so thankful to you, Ruth, for making Bay Village a better place. So we're going to, we know that you're staying until a new person comes, but we will miss you when you're gone.
You're very sweet. Thank you so much. It's been a pleasure to work with everybody over the years, but it's time. It's time. We have to recruit younger blood.
Yeah, it's true.
Create thank new you, enthusiasm.
You can still attend as a member of the public, though. We'll
get I understand true. That.
That's true.
I will. Maybe I won't avoid planning committees then anymore. I was always terrified that I'd be accused of having a conflict of interest, even if I attended. So.
Yeah.
Well, thank you. It's been a pleasure working with you. So thank you.
It really has.
I'm around. You know that.
Do we have any other matters that are floating out there before I make a motion to adjourn? Okay. So I move that we adjourn this meeting. Is there a second?
Second.
Okay. All in favor?
Aye.
All right. We are adjourned.
Thank you. Have a great Thanksgiving, everyone.
You too. Yes, everybody. You happy too. Thanksgiving.
Hey.
Happy Thanksgiving. See you in December.
Thank you.
We'll try. Thank you. Okay. Bye. Okay.